Hey there. Ready to dive into something huge-y, like really massive. We're talking AI today, but not just the usual look at the latest cool thing stuff.
Right, right.
We've got some seriously thought-provoking excerpts from an article by Vinod Khosla, longtime tech investor, and he's making a case for AI as this potential utopia, but also like facing the very real risks of dystopia.
Yeah.
So we're going to break down his arguments, pull out the most mind-blowing bits, and hopefully help everyone listening kind of figure out what to make of it all.
Yeah, it's a wild ride, this AI stuff. But Khosla's been at the forefront of, like, every tech revolution for decades now.
He really has.
And he doesn't just, like, ride the wave. He sees it coming.
Yeah.
You know, microprocessors, internet, mobile phones, he was there.
Yeah.
Now he's saying AI is different. This is a total game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's really onto something here.
He goes even further, saying it's not just a new tech.
Right.
But a fundamental shift, like the steam engine, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, think about it. Before engines, we were limited by, like, our muscles, right?
Yeah.
And then suddenly, boom, we've got coal, oil, these external energy sources just explode what humans can do.
Yeah.
And Khosla is saying AI, this is that. But for our brains?
Whoa.
He calls it the intellectual parallel to the steam engine, offering this almost like near infinite expansion of brain power.
It's a lot to take in, for sure.
It is. It is. It's a bold statement.
It is. But then he brings up this example that really stuck with me.
Okay.
About how he was able to use AI to create a personalized song for his daughter's wedding.
Wow.
Even though he has zero musical talent. And that's where it clicked for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about replacing creativity. It's about amplifying it.
Yes. Exactly. It's like AI becomes this creative partner, you know?
Yeah.
Breaking down these barriers we thought were impossible to overcome.
Totally.
And imagine the breakthroughs in art, science, any field, really. I mean, that's Khosla's argument. This could fundamentally change what it means to even be human in this age of AI.
It's almost like this is the moment where science fiction starts becoming reality.
It really is. And Khosla, he doesn't shy away from that at all.
No, he doesn't.
He dives headfirst into both, like, the incredible potential and the very real risks, you know? He's not afraid to go there, to that dystopian side of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes his perspective so valuable, honestly.
Absolutely.
He's not shying away from the tough questions, that's for sure.
All right, so we're talking about AI potentially transforming everything from how we work to how we create. But let's address the kind of elephant in the room here.
Okay.
The potential downsides. What does Khosla have to say about those dystopian fears surrounding AI? You're saying he acknowledges the potential for AI to disrupt our lives.
Exactly. And he's not afraid to give specific examples. He talks about how AI could potentially take over 80% of the work in 80% of all jobs within the next 25 years.
Whoa. That's a massive shift. It's hard to even imagine what that would look like.
It's mind-blowing, right? But that's not the scary part for him. He doesn't see it as a Terminator-style robot apocalypse. Instead, he argues it's more like a gradual evolution of what work means. He believes AI is going to primarily replace tasks, not entire jobs.
So instead of robots taking over, think of it more like having a superpowered assistant. It takes over the boring, repetitive stuff, and we get to focus on what makes us human, right?
Exactly. He's even suggesting that could lead to a three-day work week. People would have more time for passions, family, or simply enjoying life outside of work. But it's not all rosy. He's realistic. He knows there'll be job losses, especially in the short term. And he stresses the need for policies like universal basic income to help people adapt.
That makes sense. But what about the other fear, the one about AI becoming biased, even dangerous?
He tackles that head on, too. He argues the evil AI overlord scenario is far-fetched. He believes we're more likely to see diverse AIs with different goals, like different countries or cultures today.
So more of a multipolar AI world rather than a single all-powerful AI.
Exactly. And about the bias, he makes a crucial point. AI isn't inherently biased. It's a reflection of the data it's trained on and the humans who build it. He sees AI as a potential tool for combating bias, identifying and correcting for those biases we might not even be aware of. He gives the example of AI being used to ensure fairer decision-making in healthcare, justice systems, even government.
So, in a way, AI could actually help us create a more just and equitable society.
That's his argument. By automating decisions that are currently made by humans, often with unconscious biases, we could create systems that are more objective and fair. But this relies on us being very intentional about how we design and implement these systems. It's a fascinating possibility, but it's not a guaranteed outcome.
Okay, so we've covered the potential downsides, but now let's dive into the fun part. What does Khosla envision as the utopian potential of AI? So we've talked about AI having this potential to, like, totally revolutionize how we work, how we create, but it can also maybe help address bias.
It's wild, right?
It is. But let's get into the really exciting stuff here.
Yeah.
What does Khosla actually see as the, like, the utopian potential of AI? What's that look like to him?
So he uses this term, post-scarcity society, and it's a big one.
Yeah.
But basically, imagine if essential things, like the stuff we need, were so abundant that they were basically free.
Hmm.
Like, think about how the internet made information abundant, right?
Right.
That's what he thinks AI could do for things like healthcare, education, you name it.
Okay, now that sounds incredible, but, like, what would that even look like in practice?
So picture this. AI doctors and tutors available 24/7 giving you totally, like, personalized care and education designed for you.
Mm.
Like, imagine a doctor who knows your entire medical history, your genetics, everything.
Wow.
And designs a treatment plan just for you, and all of this is basically free.
That's a huge shift to go from healthcare being this scarce resource to being something almost everyone can access.
Huge. And he doesn't stop there. Khosla argues AI could create entirely new industries and jobs, stuff we can't even imagine yet.
It's like trying to explain the internet back in the 50s.
Exactly. Exactly. They couldn't even conceive of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, as much as AI might disrupt the jobs we have now, it could create this whole new world of work.
Okay, so it's not all doom and gloom with the job market. There's potential upside too.
Oh yeah, definitely. And those new jobs.
Hmm.
Probably more engaging, creative, fulfilling.
Right, because we're freed up from those tasks.
Exactly. Remember, Khosla thinks AI will mostly automate tasks, leaving us to focus on what makes us, you know, human.
This is starting to sound like something out of Star Trek, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
But surely there's got to be some obstacles to overcome, right? It can't be all easy.
Of course, no utopia comes without its challenges, right?
Right.
Khosla acknowledges there'll be resistance for sure.
Of course, people are afraid of the unknown.
Exactly. Some people are afraid, and then others, well, they benefit from the way things are now, so they won't like it.
Yeah, change is never easy.
Especially not on this scale. But there's another thing he brings up, a really important point, about making sure AI is developed, you know, the right way.
Right. Ethically.
Yeah, ethically. And that it aligns with, like, democratic values.
Right.
He's particularly concerned about countries like China racing ahead in AI, but without that same ethical framework, you know.
So it's not just about developing AI. It's about shaping how it's developed to benefit everyone.
100%. And that's where he leaves us with a call to action. He says the biggest risk isn't some dystopian AI future. It's sleepwalking into one where we didn't even try to shape it.
So we can't just sit back and watch this happen. We have to actually do something.
Exactly. We have to talk about it, demand responsible development, make sure AI reflects, like, our values.
Our values as humans, right?
Yes, exactly. It's on us. Khosla's big takeaway is the future isn't set in stone. We shape it by the choices we make today.
Wow. What a journey. We went from exploring how AI could revolutionize work, creativity, to, like, grappling with these ethical dilemmas.
I know it.
We even peeked into a possible utopian future.
It's mind-blowing.
What a deep dive.
Really puts things in perspective.
Big thanks to you for, you know, breaking down these complex ideas with us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
And to Vinod Khosla for, you know, his really thought-provoking insights.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
And to you, listening, for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time.